Morning. The Minnesota Court of Appeals is now in session. Judge Ross, Judge Cochran, Judge Frisch, the Honorable Kevin G. Ross presiding.
Good morning. The next case on our oral argument calendar for today is Fenstra, State of Minnesota versus Fenstra, which we are hosting on our online platform rather than live at the Judicial Center. So, counsel, when you present your argument, please state your name as you commence your argument, because although we can see your face and see your name now, we're not making a recording of the actual online proceeding, only an audio recording. And with that, I believe we only have one argument today. So ordinarily we allow 15 minutes for each side and 5 minutes of rebuttal. Today, we will only be allowing the 15 minutes to present your argument, unless, of course, there's a counter argument and you'd like 5 minutes to rebut yourself, then we'll allow you to do that. With that, counsel for appellant, you may proceed whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Your Honors. If may please court. I'm Shane D. Baker, Kanduai County Attorney, on behalf of the appellant. I don't think I'll need the 15 minutes here. I guess I didn't even know if I should have asked for it to go to non-oral. I'm learning some appellate rules lately. But on this case specifically, I think it's well-established case law from two Minnesota Supreme Court cases and a number of Court of Appeals decisions. The Supreme Court ones are Foss and Lee, that there are very limited situations under which a stay of adjudication can be sentenced over the state's objection. The state did object here. The limited situation is where there is a clear abuse of discretion by the prosecutor in the charging function. That did not occur here, nor did the district court judge allege that to have occurred. The judge, it appears, had sympathy for the defendant's situation, felt that there was some traffic issues in the neighborhood, felt that the defendant kind of reached that boiling point that was boiled over, is the judge's own words, and wanted to keep this off his record. Neither of those situations are an abuse of the charging decision. Ironically, the facts here are very similar to Foss, the Supreme Court decision that laid out the first parameters of the limited nature of the use of stays of adjudication. Both involved anger over driving conduct, use of obscene gestures, and assault of behavior that's, you could say, is lesser in some degrees. It wasn't closed fist punching, tackling, anything like that. Foss's hair pulling here was slapping. So I think with Foss saying that on a very factually similar case is very significant, how this decision at the district court was an error. Also, keeping it off the record, that was the district court's judge concern here. And there's a number of appellate decisions saying that you can't do it for that reason. Lemming is one of the cases. There's another one there in the brief I provided. Of course, the victims had a different view, or victim had a different view on what the search circumstances were, but my factual comparison to Foss was based on the defendant's own version of events. Now, a district court judge is not without power if they feel that a situation is less significant. The court could have stayed in position. The court could have had imposed a minimum fine, and it was a misdemeanor. The court wasn't required to impose 90 days. They could have imposed 30, 15. Well, in theory, one day. The court could have had one day stayed, entered conviction, minimum fine. But the court did not do that here. So my ask here is that this court find the district court erred and reverse the sentence the judge pronounced here and remand for sentencing.
Thank you. Any questions from the panel? Seeing none, this concludes the oral argument. Thank you, Mr. Baker, for your brief and for your argument today. The matter is submitted. We'll issue our opinion within the statutory period.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That being our final case for today, we are in recess.